Emma's got the observation deck, and it's brought to you by Tylock, Nasser Vision, and Generator Supercenter.
I know Monty, Baldy, and I are quote-unquote gamers. DJ, I think the last game you played was like a FIFA game or something, if I remember correctly.
I'll game on you, too.
What was the last game you played?
Played college football, right?
Yeah, I'll play college football, play Battlefield.
Ooh, more on that later. This has been a trend recently in video gaming, with the physical disc, the gaming disc, going away. PlayStation yesterday announced the physical disc production for PlayStations will be ending in January of 2028 for new games releasing on their consoles. Now, there was backlash against this as recent as last week with the pre-order of the video game Grand Theft Auto 6. Have you seen any of this?
No.
Have you? What was the last Grand Theft Auto game either of you guys played?
I mean, five.
Five?
It came out over a decade ago.
It was like 2014 or something crazy like that.
I think I played that one too, but I waited until it was $5 or something to download. I definitely wasn't playing it anywhere close to when it was released.
I got that on release and waited outside, and then I've, as recent as last week in preparation for the new ones, restarted playing Grand Theft Auto 5 at home.
Just the story mode?
Story mode, yeah. Because I can never get into online stuff with other people. People make me mad.
You might have to talk to another person. And
I don't want some 16-year-old or 14-year-old call me the N-word or whatever.
What age would be appropriate for a person to call you that?
I don't know, but it's weirder if it's a kid clowning on me, telling me I suck.
Well, don't lose to the
kid. I know I
kid,
suck.
Man.
I don't need a little kid telling me I suck. But there was backlash last week with the pre-order of Grand Theft Auto 6. It was made available for pre-order, and I'll give you some stats on that before I head back to the general premise of going discless.
Dude.
So, the standard edition of the new game, $80.
Steep, but consider how many hours you play it.
Yes.
It's actually pretty good value.
The Ultimate Edition, $100, and that includes like
Ultimate.
50 tattoos you could get, exclusive cars, and like a month of GTA Plus online, which I haven't even delved into yet because I don't care about online gaming. But the game is estimated to cost Rockstar Games, the parent company, about $1 to $1.5 billion to make. So more than like a Marvel movie or whatever, because they spent like a decade and a half making it. The game is already being credited for a record-breaking milestone, according to media reports, citing industry insiders. More than 39 million copies have been pre-ordered worldwide, so this was available for pre-order like last Thursday. They've already generated $3 billion in revenue.
Jeez.
But you also have to factor in the amount of money to advertise it as it gets closer to its release in November. But they're already doubled what they're spent to make it. I bring all this up because people were mad last week when GTA 6 and Rockstar said they've announced they will not have a physical disc, which immediately drew backlash from people. Because if they said you could purchase a box copy at retail stores, but it will not include a disc that comes with the game, but will have a code for you to download the game. So at that point, why not just download the game ahead of time?
I don't know. I guess I thought we were already trending in this direction for a long time.
We are, but there are gaming purists that want to have physical copies of their games for reasons I'll get into later.
Because my Xbox doesn't take physical discs at all.
Yeah, so there's even different versions of the Xbox. I'm not sure for the PlayStation.
There is, yeah.
Where you could buy a digital-only version of the console, and it was cheaper by like $100 or $200.
Yeah, I mean, I think now you already kind of mentioned it. The only reason that you would do this is for the pre-order bonuses that they give you.
Yes.
Like for sports games, they may give you whatever in-game currency that they have. You'll get something early. You'll get a special player, a certain uniform.
Or skins that you can only unlock if
right.
you pre-order it.
You get something from guaranteeing that you will give them your money early on.
Yes. Now, in a response by Rockstar, the parent company of Grand Theft Auto 6, they said only at launch will it become it'll only be available digitally. Later, it'll be available in physical version as well, like later in December, I think is what they said. But the estimated size of the game itself is about 150 gigabytes to 200 gigabytes on the PlayStation 5 or Xbox Series
massive.
X. Yes. Because I know some consoles, you could buy versions of it where it only holds about 500, so theoretically, you can only have three games downloaded onto your system.
Or you're going to have to delete some of the games. That
either
you don't
delete
play
it or buy an external hard drive where you could offload your game.
Beating.
It is a beating. As I think the Grand Theft Auto I just downloaded was 100, and I had to move like three games off of my system onto a terabyte or 2 terabyte external hard drive. It's such a beating.
Our grandparents,
your ancestors are just rolling over in their,
well,
in
back,
their hell graves right now.
They're praying in their Higgins boats. But our future generations are going to have to offload some of their games on external hard drives.
I'm sure,
what
a
pain.
They were glad that they got up at 3 o'clock every day to
go down
go
to the
plow
steel
a field or do whatever so that Ham didn't have to move one game to another hard drive so that he could play Assassin's Creed or whatever.
Sorry,
which I'll
been,
also get into.
Should have been born at a better time.
Gosh.
They would understand. I think my grandpas would understand my plight.
No, they wouldn't. They would have suffocated you as a child.
I think they're
you'd be
quite in. Annoyed living. That
by
they would,
you?
Not only by me, but other things going on in their lives that they would understand if I'm annoyed. Been there, kiddo. I feel for you.
They'd be like, yeah, we used to have to eat our own boots.
Like,
for
I have
dinner.
To wait an hour and a half for this thing to move over to my external hard drive.
But yeah, I imagine.
Are you kidding me?
You having to move a couple things around on your PlayStation, which you're going to have to explain to me. I don't even know what that is, young man. I'm sure that's more difficult than, yeah, us having to sacrifice our little brother to have a meal for dinner.
So going back to PlayStation.
Boy, what a dire scene. Is that spoken from actual
experience?
Happenings? Yeah.
The Montemayors were cutthroat, especially in our older days.
I guess so.
You would have not have made it, dude.
I don't know. It looks like I ate half the family
yeah,
tree.
Yeah, actually.
Back to PlayStation. They said that due to customer preferences, or consumer preferences, and the broader entertainment industry shifting away from physical discs to digital, that they will cease disc production for all new games releasing on the PlayStation consoles, discontinuing them starting January of 2028. So following this date, new games will only be available on PlayStation Store and at retailers only in digital formats only. It said the transition will impact no games that have already been released or will be releasing prior to 2028 in disc format. So this has happened in other areas and industries of entertainment. With music, we moved from physical copies, whether it be tape or CD, and then that went to digital with iTunes and Spotify now. In 2018, Best Buy ended CD sales on July 1st, so about 8 years ago. For movies, retail VHS tapes stopped being sold back in 2006. That's when major retailers like Walmart or Best Buy stopped selling them.
I walked into a just randomly. I was went to Barnes and Noble last weekend, and I was shocked when they had a full section of CDs and stuff.
That used to be the go-to. Like on weekends, I would go and pick up the spare headphones and get a sample of the new Limp Bizkit CD, of the chocolate cover Starfish.
It felt like I was stepping back in time. It was actually kind of cool.
Barnes and Noble, huh?
Were they
Southlake? Yeah,
new CDs.
It was a mix. It was a lot of old stuff also.
Now that's what I call music volume.
I didn't
3100.
See, didn't see any of those. I've already got all of those anyway, so I don't need to buy them.
The new Umbop. What?
You listen to Umbop. All I'm saying, they're it's older tunes, I bet.
Probably.
Oh, that's Creed?
No, no.
Exactly.
That was Rockstar by Nickelback.
I'm insane.
Stay tuned, 75.
Well,
we'll hear that again.
For video games,
all of it too.
I feel like this is bad because it removes ownership. It makes it to where companies can just shut things down hypothetically whenever they want. If digital storefronts go down, games could become completely unavailable to play. So the Wii was in the craze back in the day. Everybody had a Wii, it seemed like. I did not, because why the hell would I work out? Because it felt like that was the only games you could do.
Kind of directly opposed yourself there by everyone had one, I didn't, and then DJ said he didn't. I had one to stay in shape. That was it.
Well, the Wii Shop channel closed by Nintendo, along with the 3DS and Wii U eShips, or eShops, I guess, because it autocorrect what I put on here.
Boy, what would your grandpa think of the term Wii U eShops? He would think you're speaking Japanese.
The hell?
I mean, you kind of are.
Nintendo, yeah.
Yeah.
But they closed, making hundreds of games legally unavailable. Servers for video games that are strictly online or online service games can become unavailable when servers go offline. So a couple years ago, going back to the aforementioned video game you brought up, I went to go play the old Battlefield games, Battlefield 1942 or Vietnam or any of those.
Mm-hmm.
I was big into 2142 because that was like the first, hey, well, what if we had like giant skyships that you could board and send nukes from and whatnot. But I went to go play the old Battlefield games before their relaunch made the games just terrible. Went to go play it.
Terrible?
Yeah, they're not good.
Well, it's because you don't play multiplayer. They exist for multiplayer, and you don't play multiplayer.
Which sucks, because for nostalgia purposes, I wanted to play the old ones online. Servers didn't exist. Couldn't play the game at all.
I had that with Halo Reach happen, where I was like, oh, I can go back and play this. You can't.
No, actually. The game is completely unplayable because the online component is gone. As recently, also recently, Ubisoft, who made the Assassin's Creed franchise games, they shut down their online services for some of their older games in their Assassin's Creed franchise, making them also unplayable. And also their DLC that you purchased with the game could not access them to play other content.
Did you already mention that there's also been movies that have been removed from Sony?
Or not yet, but they have been.
Yeah, there's certain people, like if you bought movies on PlayStation, there's a certain, I forget exactly why, but as of like September of this year, if you quote-unquote owned them,
you don't own them anymore.
You can't have them anymore.
Or even there was backlash with iTunes where people found out that you're actually just renting access to the songs.
You're like
when
you're licensing them. Yeah.
So if a band or a company wants to re-release something or whatever, they could just immediately remove it from your library and then you have to go back and repurchase it again. Rather than having a physical disc where I could just listen to this until it's too scratched up or whatever.
That's almost as annoying as the new thing where you have to have a subscription for everything you own.
Yes.
Which peaked for me whenever I needed a subscription for my printer at home.
Oh my god, have you not used a printer recently or bought a new printer?
Not really.
It is disgusting. So you have to have a subscription because they have to send you ink cartridges based on not how much ink you have, but how much time has passed. So you could have a brand new ink cartridge in your printer, but if you haven't printed anything in like 6 months, it will not let you print anything, even though you have full ink, because they require you to either one, re-up your subscription, or two, buy a new cartridge.
What if I have a 3D printer? Can I 3D print an ink cartridge?
I guess you
40
could.
40 chess here.
I guess you could.
I don't know.
And then fill it with ink?
That's right.
How do you 3D print ink? Do you need ink to print ink?
Well, you need filament.
That again. Good question.
You need filament to make the ink.
Do I need ink to make ink?
Do I need a subscription to make filament?
No.
What's filament?
It's what they use in 3D printers.
They're coming up 840.
Hey, guys. I'm filament. There's also the threat that if your account gets banned on one of these subscription services, they can, or even mistakenly banned, you could lose every digital copy of a game you own, every file saved to the cloud, which a lot of the games, you have to have internet access to play them.
But how much fear do you have,
even story mode or single player,
of having your whole account blocked? I'm not doing anything where I would fear my account being blocked.
I don't know. I've heard you after getting a field goal blocked in football.
If China...
I will lose to Northwestern.
You're calling some names.
If China hacks Sony again or whatever, South Korea or whatever it was, I forgot what it
probably
was a couple years ago.
Not South Korea. They're friends with us.
Where they could just just delete things. We could have games go away that are only available digitally.
If we're getting hacked by China and all they do is
no!
Cut out your access to your games, I can live with that.
I'll go to war, though. At that point, I'll go to war because I can't.
And we lose.
Yeah.
If we're at the point where you are having to fight for us,
even digitally,
I'm just going to go ahead.
I'm taking the Chinese kids over you.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead to Duolingo and start learning Mandarin for preparation. By the way, if anyone would get banned for that, it would be our friend Baldy in there.
Why is
Baldy,
that?
I play video games with Baldy, and Baldy likes to message our opponents.
Only if they deserve it.
Which more opponents deserve it than I personally think. But every now and then I'll get a
prerogative.
Hey, guys.
Baldy's like, yeah, I just told them what a piece of ass they are.
Well, now Monty will try and encourage it in games. He'll be like, oh, did you see what they did to you? Like, he'll fake
he's
that
goading
they played
you
a
to
replay. Yeah.
Sending hate mail.
Yeah.
Monty's an influence. He's an instigator. There's
Monty's
no
a goad.
Yeah.
I said goad.
No, I will absolutely goad him into that. But he hasn't turned me down yet.
It is fun sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
But the physical disc is going away. It's finally reached video games. I don't like it.
All right, get over it, Boomer.
Even though I have a digital-only console.